friends. Today I'm going to be reading out of Mark's Gospel, the 8th chapter, and I'm going to be reading from verse 22 down to verse 38 out of the New International Version. They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't even go into the village." Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Messiah." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, some of the harshest words you used were reserved for Peter, Lord, likening him to Satan because he saw the earthly things rather than the heavenly. We too, Lord, sometimes fall into that category where our eyes are blinded to the will and purposes that you have for us, which are the best possible ones. But we settle, Lord, for earthly allurements. Give us the ability to discern, to be able to see your holy will for us and to follow after that. And sometimes, Lord, to be able to even see through the well-meaning advice that friends may bring into the equation. Help us, Lord, we ask, in the most beautiful and precious name that you have given us to ask, the name of Jesus.